The fire that burned more than 280,000 acres in San Diego County is expected to be fully contained by the end of today. Some residents say the fire was mismanaged and that some of the destruction could have been avoided, but no one is questioning the efforts of the volunteer firefighters in the Julian Cuyamaca Fire District. Tamara Keith of member station KQED reports that several of them lost their own homes while fighting to save those of others.
As the fire swept into the tiny lakeside town of Cuyamaca, the crew of 5 men and 3 women did their best to protect the homes that they thought could be saved. But in the end, just a few remained standing. And while they defended the homes of other residents, all but one of their own houses burned to the ground. Bob Garner is a 24-year veteran of the volunteer force.
We knew they were gone. We went by the next morning and confirmed that our worst suspicions were true. We had to cut our way in. There was power lines down and trees down, and pretty much everything was gone. It looks like a bomb went off in there.
Garner has changed from his protective fire gear to jeans and a sweatshirt as he tries to make order of the firehouse. Firefighters from departments around the state keep stopping in to use the station's bathroom. But right now, it's just Garner and a 10-year-old Labrador named Coco.
Well, if you want the roast beef, I'll bet. Just a second.
Silly old dog.
Garner and 3 others will be living here until they can pull their lives back together. Garner didn't have time to pack up clothes or valuables before his home was destroyed.
We could have said, the heck with this, we're going to go, you know, protect our houses or whatever, but we didn't. You know, I don't think any fireman would. We became firemen to fight fire, not to, you know, and to protect the community, not to worry about our own personal property.
The 6 miles between Cuyamaca and the tourist village of Julian are a desolate landscape now. Charred trees stand alone in blackened fields all along the road that connects these 2 towns. But downtown Julian is untouched. It's postcard perfect, with apple pies still sitting in the window of Mom's Pie Shop. 2 blocks away at the volunteer fire station, 27-year-old Nick Rogers is preparing to leave for the day. He lost his home in the blaze, as did 1 other firefighter from the Julian station.
We've seen the flames shooting up from over that area, so I pretty much knew that, you know, my house was gone.
It was only Roger's 2nd week as a member of the volunteer force. While his house burned, he and other firefighters were able to save dozens of homes in another neighborhood. The next day, he took a short break to look at what was left of his house.
The chief came and got me, and we went and drove over there, and he showed me the house and stuff. And we pretty much just drove by. I jumped out and grabbed the sign at the top of the driveway that had our last name on it. You know, it had a little sign that said Rogers, and it was just smoldering away. So I just poured some water on it and ripped that off and jumped back in the truck, and we left.
Rogers and his wife, Christina, had recently finished remodeling the 2-bedroom home. Christina is taking the loss hard, but she says it helps that they're getting so much support from the community.
People have, you know, offered us food and houses and places to stay. We've had about 5 different places to stay, you know, and it's just so great.
The Rogers are planning to stay in Julian. They'll be living in a trailer until their home is rebuilt. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith.